Yeah, Mishnah is Tyrus, we're up to Paragimel, Mishnah Dalet. Kabeitza Oichlin, if you have the size of an egg's worth of food, Shenichan Bechama, that you left it in the sun, the Nismatu started to shrink there, dried out, it became a little bit smaller than the size of an egg. And the Chayin, the same Malachar is Kazayis Menameis, that usually if you only have an olive, the size of an olive from a mace, it's Metama. But if it shrunk now and became less than the size of an olive, or also gzayis min an avela, the same malach an avela, dead animal, but chadoshish min asheretz, a dead sheretz, the size there is chadoshish, the size of a lentil, or else gzayis of gzayis of pigul, the midrabon and pigul has a din tumor on it, or also gzayis noitzer, the same thing, gzayis chalef, of fats from a korbin that has tumor on it, midrabonim, so loch riz, that hare elutarim, that they are Torah, since they were dried out and became less than the size of a kezayis of an egg, of an olive, or less than the size of a kebetza of oichel, and needs the size of a kebetza, since it's less than that size, it has no koyach to be metama something else. So it's Torah we're pertaining to that it cannot be metama something else. But the ein chayav maleim mishum pigul meis v'tamei, but you're not chayiv on it. If you eat it, mishum pigul leis v'tamei, because you're eating less than the size of a kezayis. What's going to be a nichem gishom? Now you left the same food in the rain, the nispechu, and it blew up, it came back to the size of an olive, or the size of an egg. Tameim, now it is makabel tumor again. And the chayov malei mishum pigul leis v'tamei, if somebody eats it now, he'll get malchus, he's chayiv, feeding pigul, or else nois, or else dovetamei. Here, Mishnah Hei. Kol ha-tumois keshas mitziyosim. Whenever you have a suffix whether something was tummy or is tummy, you have to look at it the way it is when you find it. Like Lamashtu, we have a person, a nodom, that at night time, so you touched him. And in the morning, you find him, he's dead, and you don't know if at night time when you touched him, was he dead or not. So in the morning, when you find him mace, you go bos ha-shash mitziyosim. Since at that time he's mace, you become tummy. Him Timaeus, Timaeus, him Terus, Terus. If the matzav is right now, let's say it's a sheretz, and you find the sheretz right now that is burnt up, it's less than the size of, less than the size, so therefore it remains Torah. In the chusais, let's say you find the kli cheres, muk of tzama posil, in the noel hameis, that's the way you find it right now, and the way it is right now, it should remain Torah, whatever is inside it, but you have a doubt, maybe before it was uncovered. So lochers know, if right now you find it covered, you have a right to say it was always covered and it remains Torah. In Megulas, the way you find it right now, it's uncovered. In Megulas, you have a look like it's coming. Macha, let's say you find a needle. Shenim says Mleya Chaluda. And right now it's full of rust. It's not fit to be used. Therefore, it doesn't have a Shen Kli on it. By Shrew, you find it now it's broken. Torah, even though now it's on top of an Eichel, you have a right to say, though, that B'shas was Mekabel Tum, it was the same way, it was a broken Kli. It's not called a Kli. It's not Tameh. The food remains Torah. But this is the klal. The nerds are Shavur Torah. Why? Shekol ha-tumah is kishas mitzios. Any suffix about tumah, you always go basa after the time the way you find it right now. The Mishnah Vav. Cherish shoyte v'kotn, a person that's mute, or a fool, or a kotn under the mitzvah. Shenimtu b'movi, you found them in a mov in an alleyway. Yesh by Tumah, that there is Tumah, there is a mace there, we have a suffix if they walked over the mace or not. Kalachar is a re'elu b'cheskas taira. Even though it's in Rishus HaYochid, and usually suffix Rishus HaYochid is Tameh, but they have the lachar. Again, the Mishnah says, Shein boy dasti shoyl, they're not smart enough, we can't ask them, they can't answer us, so therefore, min ha-suffix, they remain Torah. But, b'chol ha-tikech, any smart person, a normal person, that you could ask and you could answer, then b'cheskas Tumah. Then, since it's Rishus HaYochid, and he suffers as Becheskas Tameh, even though he doesn't realize whether he touched the mace or not, Minas Sofek, he's Tameh. The Mishnah ends off, B'chol Shein Bar Das Lishol, anytime you have something that you can't ask, and he doesn't have Das to answer, Halachar is Tzveikai Tor, Minas Sofek, it remains Tohor. The Mishnah Zayin, Tinik Shenimtza B'tzad Beis HaKboros, you found a kid that was Tohor on the side of a cemetery, and the kid now is holding some roses. And these roses grow the mokum by the in the base of course by the mace. So one svar is to say that Mustar with the Tinnik went there and picked them off, and the Tinnik is Tomei. Still we say Torah, so only Yisof that remains Torah. Why? Shaniyam Abarat to say, Achar Likton Venosan Loi, somebody else collected these roses and gave it to him, so Tinnik still is Torah. And the Mishnah says, V'chein Chamor, the same thing applies by a donkey. Beinak first, the donkey is going between the cemetery. So Lachari is Caleb Turim. We have a doubt whether the chamor, its kelim, its utensils on it touched the mace and went near the mace. So even though it's a good sofer to say it's tamei, but since the chamor is aimed by das lishur, doesn't have understanding to ask him, therefore in our sofer we say the remain tor. Mishneches, tinik that was tamei, shenimtza b'tzad isa, we find him on the side of dough, near a piece of dough. We have etzek b'yod, and he's now a piece of the dough is in his hand. The suffix now, did the kid touch the dough when he like pulled it off, and therefore is metama the dough or not? Rabbi Meir Mitar, Rabbi Meir says the dough still remains tor. Because again, we'll say that maybe a person that was tor pulled off the dough and gave it to the kid. But since it's a suffix, again, and the kid is named Adasli Shoyl, therefore we say it's tor. The Chachomim Mitar, the Chachomim say no, here it's come out like a Vadai. And therefore we say that the both the Betzek, the Iser, is Tamei, Mustam the Tinnik, touch the dough, therefore the dough is Tamei. And he says, why should Derech HaTinnik the Tapeach? So it's normal for the kid to play with the dough, so therefore we say, most probably the kid pulled off a piece of the dough when he touched it, and therefore the dough is Tamei. What's going to be Botzek, you have a piece of dough now, Sheyesh Boi Nekirus Tanagolim. There's like holes in it, as if a chicken maybe ate from it. Or mashkin tamei in betoch habayis, or else there's water that's tamei inside the house. So in yesh bein mashkin lekikoros, if between the water and these pieces of bread that the chicken pecked into, kidei sheyinagbu es piyim boritz, there's enough space here that this tarnagol, the chicken, like we're afraid must probably first have drank from this mashkim tameim. So it has water that's tamei. And then it went and touched the dough with it, so made the dough tamei. So we say if there's enough time in between, that even if the chicken drank from the tamedic water, but it could dry off its mouth on the ground, and then when it went to eat from the dough, it was dried already. So real term, again, minasafik, the same with us, sure, we say remains tor. Same thing if you have a para, a cow, or you have a dog there. The same thing, there's tomatic water there, and then we're afraid they bit into the dough. It's enough that they should dry up, lick up the mouth. And the time enough that it could dry out. So again, it's only a suffix, and therefore in a suffix we say the rainbow dastly shoyl remains tor. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov mitaya bekelif. Lo Yaakov says it's tore by a dog, shupikeach, shein daka l'niches ha-mozon v'leilach l'mayim. Because Lo Yaakov says even if the water and the dough was one next to another, right next to one another, still he says by a smart dog, it's tore. Because say it's not a derech for a dog to leave all the food and then to go and drink. There must probably first he ate, and then he went to drink, so therefore the kikar still remained tore. Yeah, Perek Revi, Mishnah Aleph, Hazorek Tuma Mimok Lamokum. If you throw something that's Tamei from place to place, and you have a doubt now whether it touched any tyrus in the place where it landed. Or else, Kikor, you throw a bread that's Tor, Lebein HaMaftachos in between keys that are Tamei. Or else, Mafteach, you throw a key, which is Tamei, Lebein HaKikros in between breads that are Tor. And you're not sure whether the tumah touched the tyrus or not. In all these cases, it's tor. And the reason is because since when you threw it, you at that time did not know whether it's going to touch it or not. So it's sort of like a double shame by dasli shoyl, and therefore it's all tor. Reb Yudah, Reb Yudah says, ki kol lebein hamaftachos tamei. Reb Yudah says, it depends. Ki kol lebein hamaftachos, if you throw this bread, it's tor. Between the Tomedic keys, then Tomei. Basil, since the person that threw at the man is called the Yesh Badasli Shoyl, therefore Menasafik is Tamei. But let's say the opposite, you throw the Mafteach, which is Tamei, Levena Kikres, between the breads, and you have a doubt whether it touched the breads or not. So since Bamakom where it landed, like you don't know where it landed, there it's Torah. That Safik, he agrees, is Torah. But Laloch, if you don't pass the give you the pass like the Tanakama, that a Zerik has a loch like Ein Badasli Shoyl, Menasafik is Torah. Mishnah Beis, HaSheretz B'pi HaChuda. Let's say you find the sheretz in the mouth of a chuda. Now, you have a dead sheretz, which is Tamei, in the mouth of a weasel, or Malech HaSagah B'kikris. Now, this weasel is walking, going over bread, Shel Truma Truma. Sofek Nova Sofek Lenog. We have a doubt whether this weasel with the sheretz touched these bread that's Truma or not. With a doubt, we said the remain Torah. It's a new svar here. Since the tum is passing by and it did not land, we do not know where it landed. Therefore, svaika is Torah, even Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And even in the case where a person will be holding it, since it's not landed, we don't know where it landed. Here, it would be Sofik would be Torah. Mishnah Gimel, Ha Sheretz of Piachulda. Again, this dead sheretz is in the mouth of a weasel. Or else, if you have an available piyakel, if you have a part of a dead animal, also has tumor on it, in the mouth of a dog. The Yavru Benatarim, they're passing by now between people that are Tarim. Or Yavru Tarim, but anywhere else, people that are Torah went past by these. And you don't know whether they touched one another or not. So again, Sveika Tarim, now Sophic remains Torah. Mivnei Shein, the Tumor Mokam, because the Tumor itself does not have a Mokam Kavua. Not down, the tumor itself is passing by. That's the svara, therefore, Minas Sofik remains Torah. Hoye Menachron Ben Aloritz. What's going to be though, Hoye Menachron Ben Aloritz? Let's say the kel of the dog, or let's say the chuda, threw down to the floor the sheretz or the nevelim, and they were biting on it and moving it around, but I call upon it was on the ground. The Yomer and a man said that it was Tor, Holach to Lamokam Alaz. I went past by that place, Ven Yadei, and I'm not sure, Im Nogati, Im Loi Nogati, whether I touched the Nevelo or the Sheretz. So in such a case, Svekoi Tom, him and Asaf, we say the person is Tom, maybe Prophet Meshusa Yochid. If Neshiesh Lo Tumma Mokam, because here the Tumma is on the Mokam, it's on the ground, even though it's moving around, but our Koponim is called on the Mokam, that's called Neshiesh Lo Tumma Mokam. Your Mishnah Dalit, Kizayis Menameis Pithi Harif. If a raven is flying and like has the Kizayis of a mace in its mouth, now Sofik Hayil al Odom Viala Kalim, Rishusiyachid, you have a Sofik now whether it flew with this mace over a person or over Kalim and they were in a Rishusiyachid. So Loch is like this Sofik Odom Tomet, you have a Sofik whether it went over the person or not. Since a person is Yesh Tadasli Shulans and the Rishus Yachid, that's the Locha. Sofik Tumma Rishus Yachid is Tomei, run it out from Saita. But Sofik Kalim, if you have a doubt whether it went over Kalim, utensils, then Tor, it remains Tor, because Kalim acceded Dover Shein Bardasli Shoyal. Hamamala Biasor Dolan, let's say somebody fetches water with 10 different pitches. Veninsa sheretz biechem, and he finds now a sheretz in one of these pitches. The locher is who tamei, only this one pitcher, this one deli is tamei. But the kulam terim, all the rest of them remain terim. We're not afraid. Maybe the tumah went mimakim from one place to another place. And similar hamaoro, let's see, pouring off water mekli lekli from one kli to another kli. Veninsa sheretz patach, and he found now a sheretz on the bottom kli. So again, the El Yerin Torah, the top Kalim remain Torah, because we're not Machsa Tumah Mamakam Mamakam, but rather we say the Tumah remains only was there in the bottom one, not in the top one. Therefore, the top one remains Torah. The Mishnah Hay, Al Shisha Sveikos, Sor from Esa Tumah. Six doubts whether the thing is Tumah or not, and Tumah comes in contact with them, like we'll soon see. The Locher is Sorfim. Locher is if Truma becomes Vade Tomei, then it's a mitzvah to burn it. The Chiddush here, even though it's only a Sofik, also you have to burn the Truma. Al Sofik Beis Apras. Beis Apras, that's a field that there was a mace buried there, and then they went and they plowed over it. It's a self of now whether you touch it now, you touch it, a bone, a netzim of the mesana. So min asafik yutamei midrabon yutamei. If somebody first went by his base of pras and then he touched truma, halachah is we burn the truma. Bial safik offer habo mi'aratamin. We bring dirt from chutz la'aretz. The midrabon has a din tumah on it, and now if that dirt touches truma, the din is also we have to burn the truma. Bial safik big day amoritz. We have the clothing of an amoritz midrabon and they gave it a din tumah as if he's a zav. So the begadim is also tell me if it touches truma, you have to burn the truma. V'yasafei kelim hanim tzoyim. So if you find the kli on the street, some of the rabbanon has a din tumor on it, you have to be afraid maybe a zav a zava sat on them. So therefore they're matama, even kelim and odom. Here it's matama the truma, they have to burn the truma. V'yasafei karoikin hanim tzoyim. If you find spit in the middle of the street, also it's a suffix, maybe a zav, it was a spit from a zav's tummy, so that touched a truma, you'll have to burn the truma. Al suffix meragli odom, shen kinegan meragli beima. If you find urine of a person, also you have to be afraid maybe it came from a zav that has been ava tumor on it, even though you find it next to the urine of a beima, and you can tell the difference, still we have to have a suffix, maybe it was from the zav, and therefore it's metama, and therefore if it touches truma, you'll have to burn the truma. Halacha is avadai magoyin shu sofik tumason. Sofin is a truma. In all these cases, if you know for sure you touch them, even though it's a doubt whether it's tummy or not, that's the halacha that you still have to burn the truma. Rabbi Yosi says afal sofik magoyin b'shus yochid. Even if you only have a doubt whether one of these six things touch the truma. So it looks like a sveik sveika, but still, since you have a doubt whether it touched it in the tin rishus yochid, that's the law of rishus yochid sveika yistamei. However, the chomer and the chomer say rishus yochid tovin. If this happens in rishus yochid, the din is that you do not burn the truma, since it's only a suffix whether these things touch the truma, and even if they did touch the truma, it's a suffix whether they're tummy in the first place. So therefore, we do not burn the truma. Religious tolim means a din is then hang it like you're not allowed to eat it, not allowed to burn it, because it's only a suffix tuma. But b'shus rabin, and if this happens in b'shus rabin, that's where the truma is. And then it's tor. When a suffix we say the truma remains tor in a b'shus rabin, you would be able to eat it. A kohen would be able to eat it. The emission of hov shnei roikin. Let's say there were two types of spits there in front of you. Echad tuma v'echad tor. One was from the spit of a stam person, that the Mishnah before says, stam roikim in the street. The Rabban is tomei, where choshen maybe came from a zav. The echator and the second spit, you know for sure, came from an odom that was tor. And now, toilin al magon, let's say now, both these spits from a shusha yochid, and a person touches one of them, he doesn't know which one he touches. So, the din is tolin, you don't burn now truma if you touch the truma after touching it, but rather loy eichlim loy sarfin. So tell him amagam whether you touched now one of these two spits, the amasom whether you carried them alasetim whether you moved them even b'shus yochid. The din is tolin for loy sarfin. The amagam b'shus rabim. Let's say you touched it though directly though in b'shus rabim. Bizman shein lachin. If they're wet. So then the law is also, it's only tolin. But the al-mason, if you carry them, bein lachem, bein yevashim, whether they're still liquid or whether they're dried out. I see it by mason, even if it's dried out, because it's cold, you're carrying it. Mashenka, when you touch it, it's only if it's wet, because then it's dovek, it's like attached to you. But if you touch it when it's dry, then you would not have this chumrah. But if you carry it, even though it's bein lachem, bein yevashim, now the lachem, there it's tolin. What's going to be how you write yichidi? Let's say there's only one spit in front of you. V'nogabin, you touched it. V'nosan, you carried it. V'fet, you moved it. B'shus rabim. The locher is sarfin. All of us are true. Like we had in the Mishnah before. There's only one there. So that, then you touched it. Now it has locher as if you vaday tomei now with rabbanin. And therefore, even b'shus rabim, it's not called a sarfin. It's called like a vaday tumam. And therefore, you have to burn. If you touch truma, then you'll have to burn that truma. V'yein sarfin. You have to tell me. Now for sure this would be the lochom. Halach would be sarfin, we would burn them. Mishnah Zayin. Elu sveikas shetir chachomim. These sveikas tumah, even if you have it in Rishus HaYochid, still menas sofik, we say it's tor. Sofik mayim shuvim, you have a mikvah, and you have a sofik whether mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah or not, lochra still remains tor. Again, mayim shuvim will only pass up gimelugim fall in before you have the aboyim sos worth. You have a sofik about it, since it's only psul the aboyim, and sofik they went lakula. Sofik tumah tzofa pnei mayim. You have a sofik where the tumah is floating atop of water, which we'll have later in Mishneches. Sofik mashkin letamei. You have sofik water lemashkin is tamei uletamei is tor. We'll also have later on in the Mishnah about this. Sofik yodayim. You have sofik about the hands, whether they're tamei or not. Letamei uletamei veletorator. Any sofik about the hands also remains tor. We'll have later on in Mishnah test. Sofik rishus rabba, any sofik tum rishus rabba, then it's tor. Sofik divrei sofrim. You have a sofik Batumim midrabbanim. Also, we'll have later on sofik hachulin. Sofik about chulin. Sofik shrotim. Sofik negoyim. Sofik nezirus. Sofik becherus. Sofik bekabonis. All these sveikis midrabbanim still remain store. Like we'll explain now, the Mishnah now will go on to explain each one of them. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Now we'll explain all these sveikis shetiru. So now it says about Mishnah Ches, Sofik Tuma Tzofa Pnei Amayim. What is the case here before? We have a Sofik, and that if you touch the Tuma that's floating on top of the water, so Mishnah says, Bein Bekelim Bein Bekarka, where the water is in a Kli, and there's a Tuma floating on top of it, and you have a Sofik whether you touched it or not. Or else Bein Bekarka, whether the water is floating on the water, and the same thing, the Tuma is in it, so this is called the Sofik. So the reason why Yitor is, because it's not considered like the Tumah has a Mokam, since it's floating on the water, it's not called Bim Kaimoi, therefore Min HaSofik it's Tumah, it's Tor. Rabbi Shimon, says it depends, Bikalim Tumah, if it's in the Kli, so that's called its Mokam in the Kli, therefore Min HaSofik Yitomeh. Or the Karkab, if the water is floating on top of the ground, and the Tumah is in the water floating, then it's Tor, it's not considered like there's a special Mokam for that Tumah. Rav Yehuda says, Sofek yigridosai, if the Sofek happened when you went down to the water, then tomei, because then usually the things come close to you, most probably you touched it. Sofek aliyosa, the Sofek is when you came up, did you touch it or not, then tor, because most probably the things went away from you. Therefore, when the Sofek remained tor. Rav Yehuda says, Afilu ein shamela molai odom v'tuma is tor. I mean, there's only enough water there that if the person goes into it, for the person and the tumah, so it's kamat koriv, it's pretty probable, most probably, that he did touch it. Still, he says tor until you know for sure that you touch it. So it's called a sofik, that the tumah does not have its makam. That's the klal, the sofik, and the tumah does not have kaimoi. The locker is its tor. Yeah, Mishnah test. Sofik mashkin letame tome ketzen. What's the case? That we have a doubt whether the mashkin, the liquid, received tomei, means the tamei, whether it became tomei or not. Then in Asaf we say, yes, the water is tamei. What's the case? Tomei sheposhet es ragla lebein mashkin teren. A person that was tomei spread out his feet and it went near mashkin liquid that was tor. And the question is now, sofik noga, sofik lo noga. We have a doubt whether this person touched this mashkin or not. So you have a doubt whether the mashkin became tomei or not. So locher is a sveikoi tomei, and a sofik we say yes, it is tomei. Since it's a sofik midiraisa, therefore sofik midiraisa, we go lechumra. What's going to be hoyikika tomei biyoda? You have a tomei dika piece of bread in your hand. Uzorko lebein mashkin turning, you threw it near between mashkin that was tor. Sofik noga sofik le novi, we doubt whether this kika, this piece of bread, touched this liquid or not, was the metama the liquid or not. So again, sveike tome, it's a sofik midiraisa, you have to go to chumra. Uletame tor, where's the case where you have a doubt whether the water gives off tumma to something else, that the other thing remains tor? Ketzed, what's the case? Hoysamakel biyod, you had a stick in your hand, uveroyshe at the end of it, the head of it, mashkin tameim. There was some liquid on it that was tamei. Uzuraka leben kikras tarim. You threw now the stick with the mashkin in it, in between loaves of bread that was tor. Safik noga safik lenog. You have a doubt whether the liquid touched the kikras or not. So locher is sveke tarim and a safik it remains tor. Since the locher is that mashkin tameim is only mitam other things midirabonim. Therefore, it remains a suffix with the Rabbanim, and therefore we go Lekula. Here, Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Yossi says, Suffix mashkin loichlin is tamei. We have a suffix where the mashkin tameiim touch food or not. See, yod's min a suffix, it's tamei, because see, yod's not a the Rabbanim, the kalocha, but midiraisa. We have Yossi yod, the midiraisa mashkin tameiim is metama oichlin, food. Therefore, it's a suffix. Yossi midiraisa, you have to go Lekumra. Fill our kalim. Let's say the suffix is whether this tomatic water touched kalim utensils, then tor, but that's only with the rabbon and suffix the rabbon and go to kula. Kate said, what's the case? Shtei chov, you see, have two barrels here. Achas tamei v'yachas toira. Two barrels of water. One barrel has tomatic water, and one barrel has toradic water. The yos is some yachas mena, you made dough, and you used water from one of these two barrels. Suffix minha tameya, also. Suffix minatera, I'll see the suffix. From which barrel did you take the water? So in such a case, zel suffix mashkin loichlin tamei. In such a case, that if you have a suffix, whether this water that was tamei touched the food or not, so minat suffix is tamei. But our kalim will be a suffix, whether it touched kalim or not, or remain tor. That's a suffix rabban, will be tor. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Sofik yudayin. You have a sofik whether your hands are tamei or not. So locher is like this. Li tamei. One sofik is, did your hands become tamei or not? Ule tamei means we know your hands are tamei. The question is, did your hand touch something else or not? Or else for li tar, you have a sofik. We know for sure your hands was tamei. We have a sofik now whether you put them into the mikvah, whether you washed your hands, did they become tor or not? So in all these three cases, the locher is tor min a sofik de tamei. That mina sofik that tor, they're all only tzay tomes the rabbanim. Sofik b'shus rab, any sofik that tomei took place b'shus rab, that's a lochet tor. Sofik divrei sofim, you have a sofik and an isidu a tomes the rabbanim. Och, what's the case? Och, a lochet tomeim, a person eats food tomei, so the person becomes tomei with the rabbanim. Or else shoso mashkin tomei, he drank mashkin that's tomei. Or else bor roish rube b'mayim shuvim, he puts his head and most of his body into mayim shuvim. Or Shinoflu Aroishav Rubai Slushumayim Shuvim, also fell on top of his head or most of his body, Kimulugimayim Shuvim. All these things are Tomid Rabbanim. Is Sveiki Torah, if you have a Suffolk, whether these things happen or not, then our Suffolk, you remain Torah. Avadovi Shuavatumma, something that's an Avatumma of Umidivri Sofrim, means the Rabbanim were Gozer on this thing, it should have a lock of an Avatumma. Like, let's say, Dam Tusumi Mace, the Dam comes out of a mace. Then the locher is Sveika Tommy Minasofik, the din is that remains Tommy. Your Mishnah Yudbeis. Sofik Hachulin, where's the case of Sofik of regular Hulin? Shetiru Hachamim, Zutiris Precious, and he's a person that's Purish, that means he took Chumas upon himself, he was Echul Hulin Betairo. So such a case in Sonia Chumin Midrabonin, and Nelulam Sofik Tumma. By the Tyrus, Sveikim would be Tor. Sofik Shrotzim, where's the case of Sofik Asheret that we say, the Chumash said it's Tor? It means Kishas Mitziyosan, that we go according to the time, how it is when you found him. Mitziyosarek, a person throws, in Zarek Adim Sheret, somebody throws a Sheret between the kikros, between the bread, and you have a Sofik whether it touched it or not. So when you find it's not touching it, we say the kikros remain Tor. That's called Kishas Mitziyosan. Sofik Negoyim, where's the case of Sofik Negoyim, we go to Kulo? Bitchila Tor, Kishanega Dayim Becheskas Tyre, that means if you're still a Cheskas Tyre at the beginning, if a Sofik was became a Negar or not, the din is Sveikoi Tor. Achaniska Kletumo, and as Kozman, we were not, Mach Kozman, the current did not pass on him, that is Tomei, but our Sofik, you say it's still Tor. That's called Achaniska Kletumo. But Mishaniska Kletumah, once the Kohen passed and remember this Negas Vade Tomei, then any Sveik, whether it became Torah or not, remains Tomei. Sofik Nazirus Mutter, any sophic by Naziris, if a sophic, what a person says, if he meant it or not, his promise says, Iranian Nozim Yesh Bikri Azeh Meyakur, and he finds it was stolen, he doesn't know how much is there. Loch is mutam, and a sophic, you said Naziris is not chal. Sophic Bechiris, sophic is something that Peter Rechamana has a future of Bechor or not. Then we say, Echot Bechor Odom, Yechot Bechor Beim, was the first one of Hema, Bein Timea, whether it's a Timea, Ben Torah, Shalmaitz Mechor, all over right. Here the case is that the Kain who wants to be mighty, he has to bring a proof. Therefore, the Odom or by the Behema, you're part of him giving away the Behema, we say, Hamaitz Mechor, all over right. Mishni Yugimel, Sophic Carbonus. What's the case of Sophic by Carbonus? Isha Shieshale Sophic Chomish Ladis. Isha has upon himself a Sophic of five different ladis. Or else a Sophic Chomish Evois. So Locher is Mevi and Carbonus. She brings only one Carbon. Yechalas Bizvachmach has a right teeth from the Carbonus. Vienna Shara Lechaib. When the rest of the Carbonus is not to the Chaib, she does not have to bring the other Carbonus. Now the Isha has a Sophic. Whether she's a Yeledis, how many times? Five times, real Sophic Zivoit. So, as long as she brings at least one Korban Vadai, she brings this an Oilas Chatis. The Chatis Oif is Bola Sophic. So, for sure, she's Yetzachayv, she's not called Mechusik Purim anymore. And for now on, she can eat Kachim, and she does not have a Chiv to bring any more Kabonis. Yeah, Perak Chamishi, Mishnalov. Ha Sheretz, a dead Sheretz, one of the eight Shirotzim. That's Tomei, if you touch it, it's the Tomei B'maga. Or else, via Tzvadeya, you have a frog, that's not Matame at all. Rishus Rabin, both of you in Rishus Rabin, and you have a Sophic, which one of them you took? So it's a Shaila, Sophic, Tum Rishus Rabin, what's the Locha? V'chein, the same Shaila could be, you have a Kezayis Min Ameis, that's Tomei even B'yoyil, or Kezayis Min Anavela, next was also Kezayis of an Avela. That only has Tumas Magamasa that does have a Tumas Oil on it. Or else Vietzim and Ameis Vietzim and Anavela. Alright, turn over to on the other side. Vietzim and Minhameis, there's a bone of a mace that if you touch it, it's Matamiyu, the Bamagamasa, it's not Matam the Oil. Vietzim and Anavela, and there's a bone there from a dead animal that has no tum at all. And you touch one of them, you don't know which one you touched, if it's Sophic Bishas Rabim. Or else Vagush, Meyerot Stari, a piece of ground. They came from a land that's Torah. The Gush Mibes HaPras, a piece of land that came from a Sophic Tumma, that's a field that there was a kever, somebody buried there, and they plowed over the field, so it's a Sophic Tumma Midrabonin. Or else the Gush Mirat Torah, the Gush Mirat Tam, you have a piece of land from Eretz Torah, from Eretz Yisrael, and a piece of land that came from Chutzlor, that has Tumma on it. Or else Shnei Shvilum, there are two roads. Echa Tami, one road has a mace over there, that if you walk through, you become Tamei. The Yechot Torah on one road of Torah. Now, Holach B'Yechamim, this person walked down one of these two roads, and the any Yidu, he does not know B'Yezimim Holach, through which road did he go? So it's a Sophic whether he touched the Tumma B'Shus Rabim, or else Heil Alech, man, was over oil over one of them. There's a Gezayis Min Ameis and Gezayis Min Anavela. The any Yidu, Alezim Oil, doesn't know whether it was over the Gezayis Min Ameis, then he is Tamei, or whether it was the Gezayis Min Anavela in his Torah. Whereas Heset, the Sechmim, he moved one of them. Then you do Ezim Heset, whether it was the bone of the mace or bone of the Nevela. So what's the loch in all these Sveikis for Shusarabim? So Rabbi Akiva Metame, Rabbi Akiva says, Sophatum of Shusarabim, the person still becomes Tamei. And the Pshatas, he learns that the Klala Sophatum of Shusarabim is Torah, the son of the Geta Tyros. And something happened, La'achash Nelera Sophic. But since there's no takana, therefore mekel. Mashen gonna get to the person himself, since even though he says tummy, he just goes to the mikvah and becomes tor, so the kiva says he's takatummy, he has to go to the mikvah. However, the chachomim, the chachomim say no, he remains tor. Even the gabi odom also says klala sofik tumma, vishusarabim is tor. The Mishnah Beis. Echad shoma, one person says nogati vazir, I touched something. As much as the continuation of the Mishnah before, where there was a Sheretz there and a Tzvadeya there, and he says he touched something, just V'eni Yodeya Imhum Tami Imhum V'Imhum Torah, is not sure whether he touched the Tzvadeya or whether he touched the Sheretz. Or else, Nogati, V'eni Yodeya V'ezim Mishnah Nogati, I touched, and same thing, I'm not, I have a doubt which one I touched. So again, you have a kiva metame, kiva is the person himself, even though it's a sotah tumah b'shur sarabdin, still the person becomes tumah, he has to go to the mikvah. The chacham in the mitayr, the chacham is saying that he remains tor. Sotah tumah b'shur sarabdin is tor. Rabbi Yossi metame b'kulam, Rabbi Yossi says, all them yozak have kiva the tumah. Just umetame b'shvil, just the sotah where the two rows, and he went down one of them, there he holds your Torah. Why? Shaderech from the Yodam Lahalak, the derech of a person to walk, you have to walk through the roads. So in a suffix, we have to say your Torah. I'm not sure if it's Rabbanon will make a little bit, but the Endark and Liga is not derech to touch. Therefore, when you're touched, the other Rabbanon will not make all. Over there, we say, Min a suffix, you remain tummy. The Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Shvilim, there were two roads in the Rishus Rabbim. Echa Tomei v'echa Torah. And one road was the mace there. Whoever walked through there became Tomei, and one road was Tor. And what happened was, this person walked through one of the two roads, he doesn't know which one. So, Holach B'yechud Mehen, he went through one of the two roads. And V'yosa Tyrus, he went and was Isaac and Tyrus and Truma. And V'necholo, he ate them, or this food was eaten up. And what happened was, he saw then this person in a Sofik, even though it's a Sofikim, which is Rab, really is Tor. But still, he was a machmer upon himself when he went to become Tor, and therefore he had the mechatish fixed on him on the third day, vishana a second time on the seventh day, v'tovan v'tor, and then he went to the mikvah, and then v'holach v'asheni, and he went through the second road, and v'yos taras again. Now he did taras on the second road. So lachmeris harelo taras, still there remained Tor. Because even though he went through both roads and one for sure was Tomei, but he went to the mikveh, he was Tori after the first one. So it's possible to say the first one was the Tomei, and he became Tor already. So walking down the second one, it still remains Tor. Therefore, by the Tyrus he did the second time, also remained Tyrus. What's going to be in Kayamas or Rishonis? Let's say he has some Tyrus that he worked with for the first time. They're still around. And he has them together with the second Tyrus that he touched. So now, Elu V'Elu Tluyas, both of these, you have to hang means you cannot burn them, because one of them is Tor, but you cannot eat them, because one of them is Tamei. What's going to be in Loi Torah Ben Tayim? Let's say he went down these two roads separately, one today, one the next day, and he did not go to the mikveh, did not become Tor in between. So the halacha is like this, Harishayno is the Tyrus that he worked with. After the first road that he went down, those are tluyas. That's a suffix tumah. Meaning you cannot eat them, you don't have to burn them. But the ashnias, the tyrus you worked the second time, after you went down the second road, that's yisarfu, that you have to burn. Because for sure now the person is tamei. Since he went down both roads, and one of them was tamei, so for sure he's tamei. Really the question is, why the first tyrus did he work after going down the first road? Why do we say it's tluyas? Because at that time it was a suffix tumah b'shus harabim, the din should have been that he's tor, and therefore the tyrus should also be tor. The Rashi explained, really, that's the way it should be din. It should be that way. Because it's not going to look right that people say that since you're burning the second tyrus, as if to say the tumah, the mace was by the second road. And people come to say the first road does not have any tumah at all. That's not true. We don't know which road was tug, which one was not. Therefore, we have to say tluyos even on the first one also. Mishnah Dalet, similar halacha, ha-sheretz v'yat svadei b'shus rabim. In the middle of b'shus rabim, there's both a dead sheretz, which is tummy if you touch it, and there's a svadei, a dead frog, which is tor. Noga b'yechem, and somebody touched one of these two, and he doesn't know whether it was a sheretz that is tummy or whether it was a svadei that is tor. And v'yosatiris, he worked with truma, v'necholim, and was eaten up. And then the Tovol, he went to the mikvah, and he became Tor from the Tumah Sheretz. And then in Loga B'Sher, now he touched the second one. Again, the Yosa Tyrus. The Lochri is a Re'elo Tyrus. At both times, they're Tor, because each one's a Sophic Tumah B'Sher Sarabim, since he went to the mikvah in between. Therefore, both true must remain Tor. What's going to be in Kayomas or Rishonis? Let's say you have some of the first Truma still around, and now you have the second Truma also. So, for sure, one of these two is Tomei, even though he went to the mikveh in between, but he first worked with the first Tyrus. See, either he touched the Svadei, the Sheretz, the first time, or else the second time. So for sure, one of these two Trumais are Tomeis. Therefore, the locher is able to be lotlius. Both of them, you have to be neg with a sotah tumah that you cannot eat them, but you cannot burn them either because one of them is really tor. What's going to be in loytovo bintayim? Again, he did not go to the mikveh in between, but first he touched one and did some tyrus, then he touched the second one, and again he did tyrus. So locher is again harishonis tluyus. The first one, after he touched, has a din of sotah tumah. And again, we do not say sotah tumah, just rabbim over here. Because since we're going to have to say the hashniyas yisarfu, that the second one you're going to have to burn, so people say then, if you say the first one is tor, then for sure the second one was the sheretz. And I'll come to make mistakes. So therefore, since we're saying the second one is vadei tomei, because at that time he is for sure tomei the person, but we also have to say the first one remains tluyas, that's sofik tomei. The Mishnah Hay, Shnei Shevilim, there were two roads. Echa Tomev Yecha Tor. One road was a maestro, whoever walks through it becomes Tomei. And the second road is Tor, whoever walks through remains Tor. Now what happened was, Holach B'Yechav Mem, Reuven went through one road, and he's not sure which one of the two roads he went through. And then V'Yosha Tyrus, let's say he touched Truma, he touched Kochim. And then Uboch Haver, his friend, came, Volach B'Sheni went down the second road. And V'Yosha Tyrus, he also later touch true must touch Tyrus. So really, Mamonoshach, one of the two is Tomei, and one is Tor. We don't know which one. So Rabbi Yudah says, initially, Zebifnei Atzmav, they both come to ask the question separately, then Tyrim, each one is Tor, but each one's a din Tor by himself. And we say, leave one a Chazaka de Mikara, since before he was Tor, so we still say he's Tor now also. But the initially Shneim Kiechav, they both come to ask the Shal at the same time, the same Rav, then, like Midrabbanan these places says, it's impossible to say they're both Tor, because we know for sure one of them is Tomei Mikra Din, and therefore we have to say to them, we have to make them both Tomei, since they both come the same time. Rabbi Yosi says, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Tomeim. Either case, we have to pass in the Tomei. Now really the Gemara I'm talking about of Yudas Masber, that if one has to shout the first and the second one has to shout the later, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yosi agrees, that both the din is their Torah. Each one has a cheskes tyrum. And if they both come together, they both agree their tummy. The machlekes says where one comes and asks the shalah for himself and for his chaver, but there's only one coming to ask the question. So is that daima to bezeh achazeh that the Torah, or is that daicha bevasachaz and therefore the tummy? That's the machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and the chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda. Now Mishnah Vav is similar halachon. Shnei kikorim. Let's say you have two loaves of bread. Echa tamei v'echa tor. One is tamei, one is din of avatuma, and one is tor. Now ochel es echad mem. One person ate one loaf of bread, and the yosa tyrus afterwards did tyrus. So like this is a suffered whether he ate the tamei dik or the tor. So chazaka de mikori should remain tor. But what happened was the bo chaver of yochel es hasheni. His friend came and ate the second loaf of bread. And also the Yosa Tyrus, he also laid a touch Tyrus, touch Truma. So now one of them is Tomei and one is Tor. So again, Rabbi Yudah says, Inishalu Zebifnei Atzma, if each one has to Shaila separately, then the locker is Torim. Each Psach should be, you remain Tor, each one has a Cheskes Tyra, to Sofik whether he ate the Tomei the bread or not. So in that Sofik you say still is Tor. The Inishalu Shneim Kiechav, let's say they both ask the question at the same time. Then we say Tameim, it's impossible to pass from both the store because we're not the stira. And again, Tayyiz Mashmas only the Rabbanan de Kiswara. Therefore, we have to say Tameim. Rabbi Yosi says, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Tameim. No, in both cases, we have to say the Tameim, like we explained before, where one person comes and asks the Shaila for both of them. That's the Shaila, what's the locha? Is it considered like Basachas or not? That's the Maslakas of Yudah and Rabbi Yosi. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Misha Yoshav of Rishus Rabbim, if somebody's sitting down in Rishus Rabbim, or Bo Echad Vidoras Albagodin, somebody comes by and steps on your clothing, or Shirokak, or else somebody spits, Vinoga Baroike, and you touched his spit. So now, if the person was a Zav, the locker is, that if he's Doras, if he tramples over your Begodin, they become Tomei, and his spit is also Tomei, it's Navatuma. So locher is our roikoi. If you have a suffix, whether you touch the roik, the spit of the zavanat, that's the locher surfing as a truma. The suffix is vadai, because it's shriach, and therefore you even have to burn the truma that touches it. But the abagodim, it's only a question of the person touched the abagodim was derison, and then hocham acharov gobos arrive, and the row people in that city are not zavim, then the abagodim remain torah. What's going to be yoshan b'shus rabim? Person went to sleep in the middle of b'shus rabim. The yomad, and then he gets up. Now, Caleb Tamei Midras, if Caleb is Tamei Midras, even if Rover the people are Torim, but since he was sleeping, he had to be afraid a lot of people pass by, and could be stepped over his begotten, therefore, Minasov is his begotten is Tamei. Caleb is Tamei Midras. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. But the Chacham, the Chomar, opposite, they say Matirim. No, it remains Tor. The Tamei, since it's the ear again that's Rive Tahirim, therefore, they say, that you go bust the rive and the begotten remain tor. What's going to be Noga Echad Blal? You touch somebody at night time. When you do and you're not for sure, in Chayim Meis, was he alive at that time? That you're not telling me, was he Meis already? Or Veshachar in the morning, Amad, you wake up, and Motze Meis, you find out the person is Meis. So what's the locha last night when you touched him? Do you have to be afraid he was Meis already or not? Shrebi Meyer Mitarev, Meyer says it's tor. Before we don't know, the chesk is chai, so we say he was tor, he was alive. You go after the time when you find it. And now when you find this person, you found him to be mace. Therefore, you have a right to say last night when you touched him, he was also a mace already. And therefore, you're tummy. Yeah, Mishnah Ches. Shaita achas bir. There's one shaita. There's a lady that's a fool. She doesn't know how to watch herself, to when she's a nida, to watch herself not to touch other people's clothing or her spit. She's not makbar on it. And Allah is a nida, she touches clothing, she's matamba them. Or her roik, her spit is also tamay. Or else, oinochrit, there's one goya, shiksa in the city. The same thing, the chomu masak can give madin like a zovim. Or else, oikusis, there's an isha of a kusis. Which also the Chum gave Medin, the Metama Marisosim, but Tumas need to have luck like that Nida all the time. So Locher is then, call her Roikin Shibir Tumayin. Any spit you find in this city's tummy, we have to be afraid maybe the spit came from them, because either she's a Shaita or she's a Locher, she's not Makbid. Misha Doris Ishab, let's say a lady trampled over your clothing, or she Yosh Vima Bisunosh, she sat down next to you in the ship. So imaki rosoi shuaycha betruma caliph tohirim. If this lady recognizes you and she knows that you're a person that you read truma, so she knows to be makba not to touch you. Therefore, we say mistame she did not do it when she was tame, and therefore caliph tohirim. But v'imlav if not, if she does not know, then the locher of yishalani is supposed to ask her whether she was a nida or not. And if she says she was not a nida, then the begodim remain to her. Mishnah Tes. Eidoime Nitma. One Eidechot says that he's Meir, that he knows this person became Tomei. Vuayma, the person himself, said, learn it to me. No, I did not touch a mate. I'm not Tomei. Slachris Tor, he remains Tor. He's Neman more than the Eidechot. He could be Machash Eidechot. What's going to be Shnayim Maimrim Nitzmeisa? Two Eidim come and say, we saw the way you are Tomei, you touched the mace. Vuayma, he answers back and says, no, learn it to me. No, I did not touch a mace. Here to Machlekis. Rabbi Meir Metamer. Meir says the person remains Torah. Okay, Meir Metamer. Because two Edim is Neman more than you. Vachomer and the Chomer say no. Who Neman I the Atzma is Neman upon himself. Because the Kral Odom Neman al Atzma Yosem and Meish. So therefore the Chomer said the person is Neman to say that he's not Tamei. Other times the Gemara says the Svar is that a person is Neman Lataris Dibur and he explains himself not that I wasn't Tamei but I became Torah already. Therefore, Chum say he's Neman. What's going to be Eidoim and Nitma? One Eid says the person became Tomei. Ushnaimer and two Eidim say Loi Nitmo. So then, Pshita, he's Tor. Bein Mishus Yochav, Mishus Rabin, Tor remains Tor. What's going to be Shnaimer and two people say Nitma became Tomei, Vied Eimer, and one Eid says Loi Nitmo, you're not Tomei. So you have Adi Tomei, two is Neman against one. Bein Mishus Yochav, Mishus Rabin is Tomei. What's going to be Eidoim and Nitma? One Eid said you've become Tomei. The Yedoim, another eight says, Lo Nitma, did not become Tom, and you do not know. These cases, Poshid, you do not know. Or else, Isher Oimeris Nitma, Isher Meris Lo Nitma. So it's a Suffolk now, one against one. And therefore, Meshur Sayachid Locher is Suffolk to Meshur Sayachid is Tomei. B'shosarab neklal is tor, salvatum b'shosarabim remains tor. Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. Mokem shoyi reshus hayochid. Let's say this place was first the reshus rabim, like a valley, a private place. V'nas reshus rabim, and then the rabim started to use it. And then v'chos v'nas reshus hayochid, later on the rabim stopped using it. And it became like a private reshus hayochid. So loch riz about sofik tumor, kishu reshus hayochid, cause the minor to use only privately. Sebekitom, if you have a sofik, whether you touch the mace there. So lochri is sofik tumor reshus hayochid is tomei. Kishu reshus rabim, at the time when people use it, b'teras reshus rabim, then the lochri is sebekitor, na sofik we say it's tor. What's going to be hamesukin reshus hayochid? Let's say he had a person that was a skonos nefoshes, was a sofik, if he's dead or not, and he was first in reshus hayochid, and now voitziu, they took him out to reshus rabim. And then later, v'echziru, they brought him back against reshus hayochid. And later, when you find him, he's mace, and the shalut and someone touched him in between, we don't know whether he was alive then or not. So lachar is kishu reshus hayochid, told the man he was in reshus hayochid before or now. Sveika tomer, somebody touched him, and he's not sure yet if he was dead at that time when he touched him. So it's called the sofik tumah reshus hayochid, then he's remained tomei. Kishu reshus rabim, when they carried this person out to reshus rabim, and somebody touched him there, and we had a doubt whether he was a mace then or alive then, with a sofik tumah reshus rabim, then the lachar is minas sveikoi, he remains tor. Rabbi Shimon says no. Reshus rabim al sekis. That in between, when he took him out of reshus rabim, since at that time we paskin, that a sofik tumah is tor, so mashma will paskin that the person is still alive. So if so, before, when he was in reshus hayochid, you can't say if somebody touched him and if you have a doubt whether he was alive or mace, to say Sofatum of Rishus Yochid should be Tamei, as if to say he was dead, because that's the stira. If now we're passing him, Rishus Rabim is still alive, so you can't tell me before we passed him that he was dead. Therefore, like the stira to Tzokim, therefore Shimon says it's Tor before Rishus Yochid also. However, the Lach, we do not pass him like Rib Shimon. Pashkin eats this a Sofik Taka, but that's the Lach though. Rishus Hayochid Sveika is Tamei, Rishus Rabim Sveika is Tor. Mishnah Beis. Arbo Sveikas, there are four types of Sveikas about Tumah, that Rabbi Yeshua holds Metamei, the Sofik is Tamei, the Chacham Metamei, the Chacham say no, it's Tor. Ketzad, what are these four cases? Ha Tamei Oimid, let's say a Tamei, a person that's Tamei is standing, and the Tor Oiver, and the person that's Tor is going past by, walking past by. Let's say a person, unless there was a Metzora, is standing underneath a tree and there are branches sticking out like an oil, and somebody is passing by under the tree, or the person's Torah is passing by. Or else the other way. Or else, Hator Oimid, the person that's Torah is standing under the tree, the Atame Oiver, and the person that's this Metzora, he's walking by. Or else, Hatum of Rishus Yochid, the case of the Tum is in Rishus Yochid, the Torah of Rishus Rabim. And the Taira is in Rishus Rabim. Whereas the other way, Rishus HaYochid, Taira of Rishus HaYochid, the thing that's Tor, or the person that's Tor is in Rishus HaYochid, the Tumah, the thing of the person that's Tumah is Rishus Rabim. So it's like this, Sofik Noga, Sofik Le Noga. You have a Sofik whether you touched the Dovra Tomei, Sofik if you did not touch the Dovra Tomei. Sofik Oil, you have a Sofik whether you went under the oil of the mace of the Metzora, Sofik Lo Yael. You have a sofik, maybe you did not go under the oil where the Torah was. Sofik hesita, sofik lehesitoi. You have a sofik whether you touched, you moved the Dovah Tomei or not. So in all these cases, Rabbi Yeshua Metamei, Rabbi Yeshua says Metamei. He says, why, since there was a Shus Yochid involved over here, therefore you have to go to Chumra. And all these cases have a lock of sofik Tomei, Rabbi Shus Yochid, you have to go to Chumra, say it's Tomei. The Chacham Metamei, the Chacham say in all these cases, their Torah. Why? They say, since it's a tzad sofik Rishus Rabim, one of them was Rishus Rabim over here, if other we go to Kula, to say the tzad loch of sofik tumah Rishus Rabim, they say Yitamei. So the Shaila, where part of it's Rishus Yochid, part of it's Rishus Rabim, how do we look at it? Do we go bus Rishus Rabim or bus Rishus Yochid? That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. Here, Mishnah Gimel. Elon Shuwaim made Rishus Rabim. You have a tree that's in Rishus Rabim. V'hatua v'toicha, in the middle of the branches, there's a dava tame there. All of the rosh, let's say somebody now climbed up to the top of a tree, safek nova, safek lenova, you have a doubt whether you touched the tumma there or not. So sveke tame, in the time we say a tame, because that's look like Rishus Yachin over there, and therefore safek is tame. What's going to be hichnis yode lechur? Let's say you put your hand into a hole in the wall, let's say, sheyesh bei tumma, that there's tumma in the hole, and you don't know whether you touched the tumma or not. The person is standing in the Rishus Rabbim, and he puts his hands into a hole in the wall, that there is tumma there. But safek nova, safek lenoga, you have a doubt whether you touched the tumma or not. Again, sveke tumma, because the hole itself is sort of like Rishus Yachid, even though the person is standing outside of the Rishus Rabbim, but since the safek is in the hole, and the chur is Rishus Yachid, therefore min ha-safek we say yitame. What's going to be chanus? You have a store, she tameya, that is a dovet tame inside the store. Let's say there's a mace inside the store, it's metame b'yoyel. So upsuch Rishus Rabbim, the opening is to Rishus Rabbim. Now, someone is just rabbin, sofik nichna, sofik nichna. You have a doubt whether you came into the store or not. So, sveke tor, the mice you remain tor, because the knisa to the chnus is, it's like a sofik whether you went to a shos rabbin or not. And therefore, it's like a sofik to a shos rabbin, and we say then is, sveke is tor. What's going to be sofik noga, sofik loy noga? You have a doubt whether you touched it. Let's say in the chnus was a dava tummy there. The safek you went inside the shalv, you touched it inside the store or not, or else shtei chanuyis. And then we say safek tor, because the chnus itself, there we say safek is tor. Also because the safek tum of Rishus Rabbim, since the store is all standing by the front of Rishus Rabbim, people come in inside the store also has a look like Rishus Rabbim to get the tumma. What's going to be shtei chanuyis? You have two stores. Achas tmei, achas tmei, one is Torah, one is tmei. Nichnas, you went into one of them. Sofek the tmei, nichnas, sofek the Torah. You have doubt which one you went into. Ochri is sveke tmei. And as sofek, you say you tmei. Because here you went into the store, and here the store is not talking what's open to Rishus Rabbim. So the store has a loch like Rishus Yochid. And therefore, when as sofek, we say you tmei. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Kol sharta yochol rabbi sveikus, as many doubts as you could add on, who sveik sveikus and even more sveikus, the halacha is like this. Rishus HaYochid, if the doubts all come about in a Rishus HaYochid by Hilchos Tumah, the halacha is tumah, you become tumah. Rishus Rabbim, if these doubts of Rishus Rabbim is tor, even if there's only one doubt, still you remain tor. Cases, what are these cases of sveikus and sveik sveikus? Let's say Nichnas Lamovi, went into an alleyway. And the tumma is in one of the courtyards, one of the houses. Now, sofek nichna, sofek lo nichna. You have a doubt whether you went into that chotzer altogether or not. What's going to be tumma v'bayis? What's the tumma is inside a house? Also, which is Rishus Yochid. Sofek nichna, sofek lo nichna. You have a doubt whether you went into the house, whether you're tummy, whether you did not go in. So these are all sveikas that you become tummy. V'yafilu nichna, even the case where we know for sure you went into the house. But still you have doubt. You have doubts over there. Self-a-kaisa-shom. You have a doubt whether the tumor is still in the house. Maybe it's not there anymore. And the filo-hoisa-shom, even if it was there, self-a-yesh-ba-kishir, self-a-chain-ba-kishir. You have a doubt whether it has the shir to matama, you or not. There are different shirim, different sizes it has to be to matama. Whether it's in kitzera, whether the chadoshom, different shirim. Still the din is in Mishuk Yochli to be tamay. Even a case sheyesh bo sofik tuma sofik tara, you have a doubt that thing whether say it's a sheret or it's a tzvadei, is it torah tamei. V'yafilu tuma, even if you know it's tamei, but sofik nova sofik lenoga, you have a doubt whether you touch it or not. All these cases are sveke tamei. That's the locha. Some to learn out from Saitam that Rishus HaYochid you tamei. Now Reb Lezer argues and says no. Sofek be a Torah. If you have a doubt whether you went into the room altogether, that Sofek is not done with the Sofek Tumah. Here we say your Torah. But Sofek Maga Tumah Tomei. If you have a doubt whether you touched it or not, you were there. But a doubt is whether you touched it or not, then Echnami, that's the case Sofek Tumah Rishus Yochid that you Tomei. Mishnah Hei. Nichnas La Bikla. If you went into a Bikla, like a valley, a muck of a lot of fields, B'mayis HaGeshom, in the raining time when not too many people walk there, it's called Rishus HaYochid. B'tumah B'sad HaPlenis. Now there's a tumah, a mace in one of those fields. B'yomah used to like this. Halachta L'mokum L'az. I went near that place. But then Yedei, I'm not sure, Em Nechnasti L'Eis HaSod, Em L'Eis Nechnasti. Did I go into that field with the tumah there or not? To Rebbe Lezim Mitar. Rebbe Lezim, in this case, again, L'chitos at Yitor. Sofek B'yir Estor. V'chom Mitamim. Chom to say no. Is also nichlo in the klal of sofet tumah b'shusha yochid. Then in a sofet we say yitomim. Mishnah Vov. What's going to be sofet b'shusha yochid tumah? Anytime there's a doubt whether you touch tumah b'shusha yochid yitomim, at shiyom until you tell us for sure loy nigati, you do not touch it. And the opposite way, sofet b'shusha rabim. Anytime there's a doubt whether you touch tumah b'shusha rabim in store, at shiyom until you tell us that you know for sure nigati touched the tumah. A.Z. Rishus Rabim, what's called Rishus Rabim here for the Yitzilchus Tumah? So, the Mishnah says, Shevilei Beis Gilgal. This road through the Beis Gilgal, that means the roads that go up to the Beis Gilgal, will soon explain what that means. V'chein Kiyotrim, similar things like this also. Now, some say Beis Gilgal means it's a very narrow and steep road, so it's hard to walk up there. So such a thing, v'chein kiyotzim, something like that, that's a very narrow road, is Rishus HaYochid Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is called Rishus HaYochid because the Rabbim don't use it. But Rishus Rabbim B'tumah, Hilchos Tumah, that's called Rishus Rabbim, since some people use it. In other words, Rishus Rabbim, it has to be that three people use it, or three people are there, that makes it like Rishus Rabbim for Hilchos Tumah. Amar Rav Lezer says, Google's only mentioned this road going up a steep road. Ella Shem Rishus HaYochid Lekach Lekach. He holds no, it's called Rishus HaYochid even for Hilchos Tumah also, he holds. But since the Rabbim did not use it, that's called Rishus HaYochid even for Tumah also. HaShvilim HaMefaloshim, but the roads that open up Laburus to the ditches of war, Lasich and Lamorus, the caves, for Lagita is sent to the wine presses, Rishus HaYochid, that's called Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos. But here, Rishus Rabim Tumah. Here it's called Rishus Rabim Hilchos Tumah, because here many more people use it. But people traveling through use it, therefore this would be called Rishus Rabim for Tumah, even according to Rebbe Lezer. Mishnah Zayin. Habikah, like a valley, so v'mayis hachama, to place of a lot of fields, so in the summertime, Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos, because people don't walk through the fields when it's growing. Rishus Rabim the Tumah, though. It's called Rishus Rabim L'Tumah, because still there are some people there. That was Rishus Rabim, but still there are a few people. It's Rishus Rabim L'Tumah. The Yomei Sakshon, when it's raining, though, Rishus HaYochid L'Kach L'Kach, when it's raining, then come on, nobody goes through the fields. And even if it was Tumah, it's also considered like Rishus HaYochid. Mishneches, the silky, that's like a big room, a big ulam, that's miyuchid for gatherings. You have a meeting place, like a hall. So Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos, since the Amachit, so there it's called Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos. But Rishus Rabim L'Tumah, since a lot of people are there, the luck of a Sofek Tumah, Rishus Rabim. Rabbi Yudah says, in Moimed Huba Pesach Hazer, somebody could stand in one entrance. For Roini could see from there as a Nechnosim, as a Yersin Pesach Haloz, you see where people come in and leave the other entrance. So still it's called Rishus Yochid L'Kach L'Kach, even Vilchus Tumah is called Rishus Yochid. Since you could see the people come in, you know exactly when they're in, when they're not, that's still considered like Rishus Yochid. If you love it, if you can't tell, Rishus Yochid, the Shabbos goes through Amechitzes, but Rishus Rabim L'Tumah, Vilchus Tumah, it's called Rishus Rabim. Mishneh Tes HaPoron, that's a big building, something like a meeting place that we had before. Rishus Yochid, the Shabbos, again, Rishus Rabim L'Tumah, simply a lot of people there. The Chen HaTzadon, same thing, the sides of it have the same halacha. Rabbi Meir Roy Menor, HaTzadon, Rishus Yochid, Kach L'Kach. The sides called Rishus Yochid, even Vilchus Tumah also. Mishneh Yud, HaTzavonis, that's like a room that has open, the sides are all open. So we should, all right, we'll continue on the next tape.